Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, I didn't even get to give my answer. I picked UNC to win the whole thing.
I did too.
You can't pick Duke.
UNC.
Jim Brockmeyer says you can't. You don't want to win that way.
Well, think about it. To win your office pool,
yeah.
And you always have to think of this. If you're in a huge office pool, if you have the team that the majority of people have, you better have all the other upsets. You better have all those first two round games. Because if you don't, there's just going to be too many other guys that have the Final Four close or the championship game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think your best bet is always taking somebody else. Now, I don't think you need to take somebody outside of the top four, you know, to prove something to win it all. That's silly because then you almost have no shot. And almost every year, I mean, you're looking. We have really good seeds in it every single year.
Should we ask Fred McLeod about it? He's an NBA guy.
Sure.
All right, let's ask Fred about it.
I know he doesn't have every night to watch college hoops, but
it might be unfair, but what the hell. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It welcomes Fred McLeod, play-by-play voice of your Cleveland Cavaliers on Fox Sports Ohio. Fred, who you got in the tournament, bud?
Well, both the IRS and the NCAA are monitoring this telephone call, so I've got to be really careful. You know, I do everything in my life last minute, so I'm going to fill out my bracket before noon. So I have not made my final selections, but I'm going to say Duke to win it all. That's if I haven't picked the Final Four yet, but I'm going to go with the Dukies just because of number one, and when he's healthy, he's by far the best player in college basketball. So I think he can carry his ball club with the talent they have.
Now, are you the type of guy, Fred, when you were working in Detroit that, you know, on the local news and you're, of course, doing the Pistons games, did you have to pick, like, Michigan State every year just to be that guy locally?
Well, only to keep my marriage going.
Exactly.
I live with a Spartan.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw any of her tweets on a Big Ten win over Michigan and sticking it to the maize and blue, whenever... Whenever I would report in Michigan, you know, she'd say, "Oh, you're just a front runner. You want the Wolverines to win?" No, I'm covering a team that happens to win a national football championship back in '89, I think it was, or well, that was basketball, and then
half in '97.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, she sees everything through green and white glasses. So, I had to be careful there.
Fred McLeod joining us on the show on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Fred, Colin Sexton's played so much better over the last few weeks. You know these guys. You see them on the road. Was there something that changed? Was there something that clicked? What's going on with this young man?
No, just growth. You know, I think he's really learned how to use his speed. I mean, he's just so doggone fast. You know, I think early on he was using it, but with the idea of trying to get to the rim and score. And sometimes he was able to do that. Sometimes he'd get the shot blocked and, you know, wasn't seeing the floor as much as he's seeing now. And I think it's just maturation. He's just he's such an incredible worker that you knew sooner or later things would fall into place. And, you know, now he's got the defense backing up, and now he's, you know, either pulling up for threes or kicking to the corner or, you know, finding the trailer in transition. And because of that, he's, you know, changing speeds. Now he's getting to the rim as well. But, you know, the first 2.5 months, he was shooting like 2.5 threes a game. And they implored him, look, instead of taking those mid-rangers, those long mid-rangers, you know, take those threes. So at that time he was shooting 39% in those three balls. February and March now, he's doubled his output on threes, and he's shooting almost 46% from deep. So it's funny how it just kind of falls into place. And, you know, he shoots probably 500 of those threes a day at the Cleveland Clinic courts or on the road, just constantly getting up shots with the player development staff. Have done a great job with him. And, you know, you're not going to learn it all in one season, but you look at his numbers, and he's got better rookie numbers than Kemba Walker. We had a graphic the other night, Kemba Walker, Eric Bledsoe, De'Aaron Fox, and go on and on. Now, I'm not saying now he's going to be a perennial all-star, but I like the track he's taken.
Well, I got to tell you, Fred, the one thing, and I was really hard on him early in the season because I looked at that shot chart and I said, this is not something that helps, that'll be a useful plan of attack for a team down the road, especially a good team. And you're on a bad team and you're getting, or a mediocre team, you're getting all the shots you want. Now he's tightened that up. He's even now using that quickness to get all the way to the rim. And he got so many of those shots blocked early in the year. And yesterday you even noted going up against some shot blockers, he's able to get that ball off the glass and in. I have to say, much maligned were those Cavaliers assistant coaches and that coaching staff early in the year. Like, is this a staff where they would want them coming back now? I know that wasn't the type of staff they assembled, the developmental staff, but the work they've done with a few of the young players, I think it should be commended.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, they work feverishly with these guys. And look at Jetty Osman. Look, he's, the fourth largest point jump from any player from in the league from a year ago, and he's 10th in scoring among sophomores. So, you know, he continues to grow. Ante Zizic, we saw again last night. You know, I love his upside. He's 22 years old, and so it's exciting. And, you know, I got a young core that continues to get better. Larry Nance Jr. has really developed his passing game, and I know they worked a great deal with him last summer on that, and his three-ball shot. So, you know, there's growth there. The injuries have just, you know, I'm not making excuses, but it is what it is. Second most games lost to injury. So it really hampered this season in many ways. And so I think the future is really bright. We've got talking about a high lottery pick here. We're talking about, assuming they hold on to the pick, the Houston selection. So, you know, in 2020, certainly a lot more cap flexibility. So, Kobe Altman has done a heck of a job lining things up for future success and sustained success, and I like what I see.
Fred McLeod, voice of the Cavs, of course, Fox Sports Ohio, joining us on the hotline. I'm curious what you think the ceiling is for Colin Sexton, because it was one of the things I was worried about when they drafted him. I said, all right, well, he's, you know, if he's going to be a combo guard, I don't know, maybe you think he could still be a point guard, but if he's a combo guard, he's going to be undersized, although we've seen guys like Lou Williams be just fine having a role, carving out a niche in the NBA. What do you think he could be down the road?
I wouldn't put a ceiling on him. And I think in this day and age, I think we get caught up in the, you know, shooting guard, point guard. Most teams have combo guards. Kemba Walker is a great example. He had to learn and spend a lot of time with Mark Price when Mark was an assistant there to learn how to see the game. And, you know, I think that's a good example of a point guard who's grown his game. And De'Aaron Fox has improved in year two. And look at Eric Bledsoe, how he's improved and, you know, made the comparison to Kevin Johnson, where he had to play behind Mark Price and had to go to Phoenix to get an opportunity, and Bledsoe, in the case of with the Clippers, he was behind Chris Paul and had to go somewhere else. So in this day and age, your point guard has to be able to score. And so and I think it's really helped Colin being in the backcourt with Brandon Knight, who's a steadying influence, a terrific teammate, and you know, allows Colin to also play off the ball. So I just go back to what Avery Johnson said on draft night. He thinks he can be a multiple-time All-Star. The kid is an unbelievable worker and tough and a great motor. And when you have those God-given things for you with your speed, the sky's the limit. I wouldn't put any kind of cap on him. I just think he wants to be great. And that's a lot of guys come in and, you know, they want to be good players. You know, they're happy to be in the NBA, and they perform at a certain level. This kid, he's not going to put a cap on himself. He just he wants to get better and better and better. And even though he's had seven straight games of 23 or better, he's not going to, you know, settle for that. He's just going to keep going and see how far all this will take him.
Fred McLeod joining us on the show. Tristan had a dozen minutes last night. First time in a while he's played. How do you think he looked?
I think he looked pretty good, doing what he does. And, you know, listen, we really missed him a lot. He was arguably having his best season, you know, with his little jump hooks and offensive rebounding and screen assists and all the stuff that he does. And, you know, and John Henson, too, from the trade, we haven't seen what he's got. And so with the depth of bigs that they have, you know, we've missed that, obviously, with Kevin being out 50 games. So that's why it's, you know, unfair to assess where the Cavs are without knowing what the full complement can bring this team. And that's why I said moving ahead, I'm pretty excited what the Cavs have and what can develop.
Fran, I'm just curious because I've seen some people now say because of the last month out of Colin Sexton, it is now a successful year. Obviously, can't do anything about injuries. At the beginning of the year, you had idiot radio show hosts like me arguing for higher draft picks and more lotto balls, which, of course, that doesn't always work for teams, but that's what I wanted this year, even with the flattened lottery odds. Would you call this a successful season?
Well, record-wise, no, of course not. But, again, I get back to with the decimation of the lineup with the injury. We haven't been able to see what they can really do. But that, on the other side of developing young talent, yes, it has been a successful season because, you know, Jetty Osman is clearly a core of this ball club moving forward, and we know what the obvious pieces are that are going to be, at the forefront of what happens down the road. So it is what it is, and I think Larry Drew's done a heck of a job of keeping the guys focused on what's ahead. I can tell you this much, every day of practice, these guys are in lockstep with each other. Jordan Clarkson has been a terrific story all season long with his consistency. So I have never seen one practice session where the mood hasn't been upbeat, where the focus hasn't been there, and they're not worried or bogged down by a 19-win season. They're looking to get better, and it's been a revelation.
Fred McLeod, voice of the Cavs. Don't forget the Cavs host the Clippers tomorrow night at 7:30 on FSO. You can catch all of that. Complete coverage. I know you don't get a chance to watch everybody in the NBA because of your travel schedule, but the Lakers have been a total disaster, and this has to be worse than anybody could have thought. And it has to be interesting for you, someone who covered LeBron James as closely and for as long as you did, you called more of his games than anybody, to see him now get picked apart, kind of like Kobe Bryant got picked apart those final years. I mean, you know about LeBron as much as anybody. Can you believe things turned out? Do you think people are being unfair?
Well, look, he's still, if not the greatest player ever, one of, still putting up tremendous numbers this year, almost 28 a game. And I think there were just a lot of bad fits around him. And, they've been hurt by injuries too. But I just think it was kind of ill-conceived from the beginning, with the lack of shooters around him. And, as incredibly durable as he's been, he's a human being, and so obviously the groin let him down, and they lost all their momentum when he went out. So, in LA they expect, if not miracles, they expect championships, and when he went out there, I think the assumption was that he would, if not lead him to a title right away, certainly lead him to a high playoff seed, and that hasn't happened. So, it's unfair to put all the blame at his feet, but that goes with it. He's a big boy. He knows, and he'll still do LeBron James things. And from our side of things, we appreciate what he did here. And our basketball focus in Northeast Ohio needs to be looking ahead.
Cavs Clippers tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. FSO. Hey Fred, real quick. I don't even know how to set it up. I just want your opinion on something like this. Lima, there's a girl on Twitter who put out that she's single and she has Brown season tickets. And this was right after they traded for Odell Beckham Jr. Lima actually took the girl out after a phone call last Saturday. He took her out. We had her call in yesterday.
Is he desperate or what?
Is he desperate? Lima, answer for yourself,
sir. Am I desperate? Yeah, Fred, I don't know how to answer that question.
I think that's blatantly obvious.
It is an unusual way to, you know Nick Stauskas' story, right, which is pretty funny. He was in Philly at the time and was pretty much determined to give up the dating scene. He thought he was boring. It wasn't going for him. And he told T.J. McConnell, he said, I'm done with this stuff. I'm just done dating. That's it. And then lo and behold, on the blind date, he winds up meeting what turns out to be the love of his life, and they're going to get married. So there's always hope, and you never know when that answer is going to come through the door. But a Giants fan or a Browns fan through Twitter, I don't know. That's kind of an unusual course. I'm not saying it can't work.
Well, Fred, we had her on yesterday, and she was a bit dismissive. I want you to listen to this.
Don't play
the clip. If you have a minute.
Don't play the clip.
I just want to listen. I want Fred to hear this.
Well, to set it up real quick, she was on Fox 8 earlier, and didn't mention
tone.
Tone at all. So that sets up this clip right here.
Here we go. How dare you go on to the TV station and not mention Anthony Lima?
It was fun. I had a good time, actually.
Kind of like hanging out with your uncle, huh?
No.
A lot of people were wondering if I was squarely in the friend zone.
I don't know.
Whoa!
Wait a second. The morning zoo show.
Fred, well, there was more to that, but Fred, is Lima in the friend zone, do you think?
Well, that didn't sound dismissive to me. I don't know. He might be in the red zone, at least, if not the friend zone.
he might be
in the 20-yard line. You know?
Giving you a chance.
The Red Zone, sponsored by Fred McLeod in Fox Sports, Ohio.
Don't you think? I don't know what Anthony's percentage of success in the Red Zone is, but,
In terms of a touchdown would be a commitment, it's zero. But I do kick a lot of field goals.
He's not as good as Bill Belichick, and he's a little bit better than Hugh Jackson,
yes.
Well, look at it this way. It's first down. And you don't have Hugh Jackson calling plays anymore for you. So,
I don't know. I think it's got to be at least second down.
No, the problem is
he didn't move the sticks at all on Saturday.
The problem is I have Todd Haley in my corner.
My God. Fred, thank you very, very much. You're much nicer to Anthony than we are, and we do appreciate your time. All the very best. We'll talk to you at the end of the season.
Yeah, I would just text Freddie Kitchens and see if there might be a Hail Mary in your future.
Copycat League, why not?
Thank you, Fred. Take care.
All right, guys, talk to you.
See you. Fred McLeod, Fox Sports Ohio, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So much nicer to you than we are.
That was nice of him. I don't know if he believes that. I don't know if he does believe that or not, but it sounded good coming from Fred. Everything sounds good coming from Fred.
Clark Kellogg at 9 o'clock on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.